This call is being recorded.
In your forehead, as if you were looking out through a doorway or a window in the middle of your forehead, and then simply slip out through that doorway, that third eye, so that you are now in the room, wherever you find yourself. Feel yourself literally separating from the physical body. One thing you can always do is, once out, turn around and see your physical body sitting there or laying there. Getting that sense of being out of body. If you have trouble visualizing, then simply intend it, think it. And when you think it, it is so. Now let yourself move into your Merkaba-like vehicle, your light body. Just simply move into it. It's already a part of you, has always been a part of you. But the three-dimensional consciousness does not quite understand that yet. But it is connected. It is you. So simply move into it as if it were a small vehicle of travel, a vehicle of light, like a small ship. And as you move into that ship, which looks like a three-dimensional six-pointed star, that's how you can visualize it, how you can perceive it. Many different colors, many facets. And the spinning of this Merkaba all around you now, as if you were in that small ship. Those of you that have seen the movie Contact, think of how she was in that Merkaba, that artificial Merkaba that was made up. It's similar to that. And begin to move up now, up out of the room, wherever you find yourself, up into the sky. Feel yourself moving higher and higher, so you've moved up to a point high above the earth. You can look back down. You can see the earth way down there. You can see your physical body way down there. But now you are up here in space with all of the ships. You can see all of the ships as you look around. You can visualize or see all the planets of the solar system. Your eyes are not limited here. You can see throughout the solar system. You can see beyond the solar system, out to the galaxy, past the galaxy, to the other galaxies. From galaxy to galaxy to galaxy. Keep seeing, keep viewing all the way to the center of the universe. The central sun of the universe. And now see a brilliant white light. Brilliant white light coming from the universal central sun. Coming out and going through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies. Know that each galaxy has a central sun that all of the solar systems revolve around. And each solar system has a central sun as well. So see all of these central suns, galaxy central suns, the solar system central suns, all connecting in this white light, this brilliant white light shooting through all of the galaxies, central suns. And then finally, to the central sun of our galaxy, in the Pleiadian constellation. Central sun called Aldebaran. And the energy, this white light shooting from the central sun of the galaxy through the Pleiadian stargate and the Sirian stargate, and then into our solar system, through our central sun of the solar system, through all of the ships that are out here, connecting all the heavenly bodies, and then finally shooting down to the earth, this brilliant white light that has now picked up the energy from all of the galaxies and solar systems, all of the galactic ships, and now comes to the earth. It comes as this brilliant white light. But this brilliant white light now has taken on so many different colors. Colors of the rainbow and beyond. And as a wave of energy now, it sweeps across the planet. Every life form on the planet is connecting to this wave of energy and is transformed in the moment as this wave comes across, sweeping across the entire planet as a tsunami would sweep across the land. But unlike a tsunami, this wave continues on and on and on and on, gaining momentum. Rather than losing momentum, it gains momentum as it moves across the planet and through all life forms, whether human, animal, or plant, or mineral, all with consciousness, and consciousness spreading. But not the consciousness that you have always known here on the planet in all of your lifetimes. The consciousness of the universal sun, the universal central sun of all things, source of this entire universe. And that energy, although largely stepped down, has entered all life forms here on the planet. Feel it. As it even moves into your physical body and into your consciousness, raising your consciousness, raising those that are around you, family, friends, all are raised by this consciousness as it moves across. To know that as this wave of energy, this wave of light, spreads across the planet. It moves into any areas still that are yet of darkness and sweeps away that darkness, illuminates that darkness, so that darkness is no more here on this planet ever again. Darkness is no more in the solar system or the galaxy. For all darkness is illuminated by this brilliant white light, this wave of light. Consciousness now is like you have never known it before. For in this moment, you are that higher consciousness. You are the light. You are the way, the truth, and the life, or the light. This, my friends, is the Christ consciousness. This is the return of the Christ. Was foretold for so long. This is the second coming. Feel it in you. You are the second coming. Know that from this moment forward, all darkness is dissipated. Only the light remains. The light of true love. The light of one consciousness. The source of all things. Now, if you would allow yourselves begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves, back into your Merkaba, if you left it, or if you never left it, and back now, back down toward the earth, floating back down, back towards your physical body, and merge your Merkaba back into you now, into your physical form. And feel the light body all around you. And feel the energy of that white light. That brilliant white light, source of all creation, coming back into your body now. Bringing a healing energy as it comes in. Everything in your body being as one. One with the source, one with the one consciousness. You now are the one. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. And I am with you now at this time, in this place, in this moment. This moment that has taken on a new life of its own. Because you are that new life. Each and every one of you are becoming more and more each and every day. Becoming more of who you are. What you came here to do. Your missions are opening up in front of you now. And if they haven't as of yet, know that they shall. For nothing now can hold back the light. And you, each one of you, of the 144,000 and beyond, the light bearers, sharers, light workers and warriors, all of you carry this light. You're anchoring this light into the planet, holding it, sharing it, sending it, being it. Know that as these energies continue to come in, and they are coming in as waves of energy now, and the wave of energy that is coming with this lunar eclipse is like nothing you have ever felt yet. But most of you who have been acclimating to these energies for some time will not feel it as something that is foreign to you. It will come into you and you will feel it, but you will sense something. As you gaze upon that lunar eclipse this evening or tomorrow, depending on your time zone. As you gaze upon it, you will feel yourself as one with it, but not as just one with the moon or the sun or the earth, but one with all that is, one with the central sun of the universe itself. So gaze into the moon and see all the way to that central sun, first of the galaxy, then of all the other galaxies, and then the universe itself. And know that all is connecting in that moment. And that these waves of energy that are coming to the planet and continuing to come will continue to bring this higher consciousness to all of mankind. So that all of mankind, the collective of man, will continue to rise up against whatever darkness is still left, and say no more, no more will we allow for this darkness to hold us, no more will we allow fear to entrap us. We are now done with all of this, for it is only the light that shines now upon all of us. Know this as you gaze at this lunar eclipse and you find yourself as one with it. I am Sananda, and this is my message for you this day. And I release now to another who would share with you. All of my peace and love be with all of you. And may the Christ consciousness, the second coming, continue to be within all of you. And I am Kara, and I come again at this time to bring what might be considered part two of my message, my continuing message. Because as I had asked that I be allowed to speak to this group and to all those who would resonate to these words, and was given permission to do so. For you must understand that this group is well protected and is not allowed for any outside interference to break through this one that I speak through now. Only the light is allowed to come through. And I bring this light to all of you. I bring it to you as a Pleiadian emissary from the great councils, but not only the Pleiadian councils, but the many councils of light, and from the many different civilizations that are here now and working toward bringing the light to this planet. And I share with you now as Kara, that those of you in this group, and again, those who would resonate to these words, are being prepared to be a part not only of the many changes that are coming to this planet, but be a part of first contact with those of us. We are preparing the way for all of you. But it is because of what you have all been doing, intending, working toward, acclimating to the energies Because you cannot come aboard our ships without first being acclimated to these energies. Your one who serves has said many times, we cannot come down to you. You must rise to us. And rising you have been doing. And rising you continue to do. Rising into the higher vibrations, into higher dimensional frequencies, where you can then meet us, and we can meet you. And we are preparing the way now for that. No, I cannot give you a time frame for this, but I can say it is coming. The way is being prepared for those of you to be a part of what has been called a secret wave. If you would read that which this one James read some time ago, called Prepare for the Landings, you will understand what this secret wave is and how it is the precursor of the waves to come after this, the waves of contact. For we are here to make contact with you. We are here to bring you aboard our ships. That is what this group is being prepared for. Only for those of you, though, that would ask for it, that would want it. Your one cobra has spoken of this as an emissary of ours. He spoke of preparing a place in your properties where a ship could land, or a place outside of where you live, where you could be at that moment when a ship lands, or certainly be able to be beamed up when the time is right, when the energies are right for you to be able to do so. And know that as these waves of energy continue to come in, you are rising up each and every moment into the higher vibrations, where you can then meet us, and we meet you. But understand that the term meet is not quite relevant here, because we know many of you, as you know many of us already. The recognition will be there. It is not only us, the Pleiadians, who are preparing this, but the Sirians, the Andromedans, and others who are preparing the way for this. And eventually, there will not only be first contact, there will be full contact and full disclosure. And then we will be able to be in your skies, landing on your airstrips. You will be coming aboard our ships and traveling to the stars, just as you were meant to do. I am Kara, and I will be with you often now from this point forward, for the connection has been reestablished between us and will continue on for some time yet to come. All of my peace, love, and all that I am be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here with you now, you can unmute your phones. We do not have a necessary message here at this point, but we are ready for your questions if you have any. Otherwise, we will release channel, and that will be the end of this particular time message.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Earl from La Jolla. Greetings, one who serves.
Yes.
Why are these remaining toplet bombs so hard to find? And could you give us an update on their final removal, and also an update on the elimination of the AI threat to this planet?
First of all, it is not that they are hard to find. They know where they are. That they, being the Alliance, knows where they are. But the difficulty is in removing them. And that is something that is continually in the works and will continue to be so. But not for much longer, because as we are finding it, the times that are upon you now are bringing about the changes that are necessary so that these can be rendered completely useless, we will say. So there is no need to be concerned about that. Yes, it is true that these must be removed from the consciousness of man here and to enable the event to occur. So that is correct, but it is coming. So no need to be concerned about that. As to your second part of question, the AI, artificial intelligence, as you understand it, has been taken over by the forces of light, and those of the forces of darkness no longer hold sway with that AI influence any longer.
Thank you.
Yes.
One Research, it's Gary. How are you today? Blessings.
Yes. We are always wonderful because we are always in the moment.
I know you are, and I love you. Okay. I first want to thank, before I ask my question, I want to thank Kara again for coming in. I felt such a deep resonance. I was brought to tears, and I had such a longing to be with my galactic family, and just much gratitude for her and for her love that she's showing this family and care and what we're going to about to experience. And thank you very much. Blessings to her. And I have to set it up before I ask the question. I have two major questions. The first one, you, the collective, and Shoshana have really guided me in standing in my own power. And I am very clear-minded and in that power. I am out here in the desert, and there was a large group gathering, and I'm transmitting what went down during a meditative session at 12 noon a couple days ago. And there were lovely instruments being played, and it was a holy place, a holy time. I know you're seeing it in my mind's eye. I'm transmitting it to you so you know. Evil came into that site and sat exactly next to me. Pure evil. It was so dark that a person looked at the evil within. They rolled their eyes, and this person said, "If you look at me again this way, I will rip your eyes out." And at that moment, there was a chill in the air. I got up off my chair, and I moved. I moved away from the darkness, and I went back and began to protect the group. First, I protected myself in the blue light of Archangel Michael. I called in Archangel Michael. I began to wrap this entity in. I sent the entity pink light from Mother Mary and Magdalene. Then I wrapped it in the violet flame. And then I contacted Sophia, Mother Sophia God, and talked to her and surrounded that entity in God white light and then walled it in, protected the people that were there. And the minute I walled it in and wrapped that white light, the evil entity left and walked out through the people. A few of the light workers knew what was going on. Most of them were unaware. I want to know from you, was that an entity within a person or this entity shapeshifter type?
Please repeat that last question here.
Okay. Was the darkness and evil in that person, was it an entity within that person, or was it an actual shapeshifter evil type of entity that was there to break up the sanctity of the holy union of those people? What was that? What was that entity?
What we can tell you is that whenever these types of gatherings occur, where those of the light gather and they share love and higher consciousness, there are always those forces that attempt to break into that and attempt to break it apart, you might say. And this is an indication of so. It was not that it was necessarily embedded within this one there, but it took over, you might say, temporarily, briefly. And you, in your understanding of working with the light and working with Archangel Michael and the forces that were needed, were able to dissipate and dispel this dark level of darkness. Now, you must understand that this particular entity that entered here is familiar with you. Now, it did not come directly for you, but it is familiar with you, and it is has attempted before to interfere in your affairs. You understand what we speak of here. This is why
I do. I knew it knew me.
Yes,
it looked back at me when I moved
Let us finish here. You felt a strong connection to this one that came in because you have dealt with it before, not only in this lifetime, but in previous lifetimes as well. And we think you know of which lifetimes we are speaking of, and there are even more than that as to your past life experiences that you have had and who you were at various times, so that these forces of darkness would attempt to hold you back from your missions. And we say missions here because it is in the plural here. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
Yes. Shoshana wishes to share with you, Brother Gary. Is this appropriate at this time?
Oh, yes, Shoshana. Thank you, sister.
We find something very interesting here, and we must share this with you so that you can acknowledge how you have learned to progress with your own power. This entity has many forms. It may embed itself in a human. It may show up on its own. It has tremendous power. But what you have acknowledged in yourself is the ability to overcome and to, as you call it, wall this entity with light. And this entity is serving you in that capacity by showing you that you have the power to overcome it. This is a tremendous gift. You must acknowledge the gift that this entity has showed you, that you have become so powerful that this cannot disturb your peace and the peace of others. This is your gift to them, and this entity worked in unison with you to show you your great power. Do you understand
that? Gratitude. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I did not send anything negative to that entity. I sent only love.
And that is appropriate for this type of situation. Only love will conquer here.
And as you said, and as you acknowledged that you stand in your power, as we acknowledge, as all humans acknowledge that they stand in their power, they will be tested. in that resolve. And the test is to show you that you are powerful.
Yes.
Yes.
Namaste.
Very good. Do we have further questions here?
Thank you.
Hello, Wanusas. Hello, Shoshana.
Yes.
Hello. I just want to ask a question. I did the meditation today and in Glastonbury, and you know, it's funny with my dear brother Gary experience that, but I don't ever experience any negative. In fact, it was so beautiful. It was so wonderful, the experience today, and I felt nothing but love around me, and I just wanted from your perspective, how did it look from your perspective, especially where the sacred site was? I mean, I could kind of see the light and going into the crystalline grid there at St. Mary's Chapel. I mean, what did it look like from your perspective? And I know for a fact there were some ships up there, but I haven't kind of asked who it was and who was there. So I wonder if you can help out with that. I love you and thank you.
We can, because you did not feel any darkness come into your circle of energy there, because your circle of energy was too powerful and they would not have been able to penetrate into that level of consciousness, that level of vibration that had been raised at that point. And you must understand, when many are gathered, when two or more are gathered in his name, is what he said, there will I be amongst them. And this is to say that the Christ consciousness was raised at that level, at that moment. And no darkness could dispel or attempt to invade, you might say, into that space of light that was created. So yes, we are seeing it as you experienced it, but know that this is just a small, minuscule portion of what is coming in terms of the light being created this evening as your meditation occurs, tremendously, actually, throughout the entire day. It is not only this evening, but it is many meditations that are occurring throughout the entire day here, just as yours here in this group occurred. And much energy, much vibration, much higher consciousness is being raised as a result of this.
Oh, wonderful.
Shoshana, anything to add here?
Shoshana wishes to share with you, dear sister Rhea.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
I love you.
So I wish to share this with you. As you requested that one who serves acknowledge their perspective of this event, and I wish to share my perspective of this event.
Please.
What occurred in my perspective as I view this event is pure light love. There was nothing but pure love, pure light in this area, which was the source light, which
yes,
was all of creation. And you, my dear, must acknowledge your great power to create this light around all that come into your influence. So we thank you. And we wish you great love and great light. Namaste.
Oh, namaste. Thank you so much. That is so beautiful. I felt it too. I felt nothing but love and abundance. An amazing, amazing amount of source light come through. And I felt there was many with us there. And especially where we were at St. Mary's Chapel, that sacred place. Of the, it's feminine, of a feminine energy, of the divine feminine in that area. So I'm blessed. I didn't feel any darkness or anything. Oh gosh, no, I just felt amazing. I just wanted to share that with you all. But there were some ships. I couldn't see them because I was so entranced with what I was doing. Do any of you know who was there on the ships, who it was? Because I couldn't see.
They are your family.
Yeah, I thought so.
Your family came to share this event with you, and you must, in your heart, acknowledge them.
Yeah, oh, I know. I couldn't see them because I was so concentrated, but I felt them. I knew they were there, and I thank them for their love and their support. And I thank you, and I love you so much, my fey little sister. I love you. And the one who says I love you all so much, thank you so much, and many blessings to you. And we got this. We got this 100%. I love you both. Thank you.
This goes out to all now, not only this one who has asked this question, but whenever there are gatherings such as this, whether it be this type that has been spoken of, meditation such as this, or your advances, or whatever it might be, when there are gatherings like this, there are many who are brought to this in curiosity sometimes, in reverence, in working with you to help raise the energies. And you have many friends that are available and with you in these moments. Many ships, many of, as Shoshana said, many of your family are there, and all are, what is your saying, pulling for you through this entire endeavor here. Okay? Would there be other questions here?
Yes, one who serves in Shoshana. Blessings to you. It's Susan. Today is a very cosmic day with the lunar eclipse and the portals and stargates opening through Sirius and Pleiades through the galactic central sun and the cosmic central sun. And I'm feeling like humans, all of us on the planet, are stepping up to actually partake in this. And I feel like that we are going to go over what we need as far as the grounding necessary for this experience. Any way you could talk about that for tonight?
What we can tell you are there's both the conscious and the unconscious, or subconscious, you might say, that are involved in this. Just because those that are not aware of these things, as you may be aware, they are not awakened yet, does not mean that they will not participate at their level and their consciousness raised as well. You see, the energies are coming in, whether they are aware of them or not. It matters not. So as these energies continue to come in, and they are going to come in very strongly, as Sananda said, during this lunar eclipse, when this occurs, and many will be affected by this, and many will have what we have called before alarm clocks going off for them. And their awakening process will begin as a result of this. So you must understand that everything is certainly being orchestrated here, and the greater plan is always at work. Know that. It is all in divine timing here that this is occurring. Anything to add here, Shoshana?
My dear sister Susan, you have painted a perfect picture of what is occurring. And you know in your heart how accurate the picture is. You must acknowledge that you have the power and understanding and comprehension of this event within your heart. You must acknowledge this, that there is no doubt in your mind that humans everywhere are stepping up. What is occurring here is the third dimensional consciousness that is so steeped in materialism and darkness in many ways is stepping up to integrate with the higher energies, with that of the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh densities that are available to integrate with the consciousness of the third dimension so that the earth can rise up, so that Gaia herself and her occupants can rise up in union and glorification of this great event. You must understand that humans are multidimensional, that what you see in the third dimension, as you call asleep, etc., are just a portion of their consciousness. And what you see raising up is the integration of that consciousness with the higher selves, with the higher consciousness of each one of these. Is that clear?
That was beautifully stated, Goddess Sister Shoshana. Yes, that absolutely is how I feel. And thank you so much for sharing that. It just confirms what I know in my heart. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Namaste.
Very good. Wonderful. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, Morning Sirs. A while ago, I asked a question about my grandmother, who was 100 years old, and she recently passed. And I was glad that, you know, she was finally free of her body. And a week later, I belonged to another group, and we met, and we had a circle, and she gave me a message. One lady in the group gave me a message that my grandmother had become one of my guides. And also later on, we went to District of Columbia to send love to astrally, and we did that, and we did another thing, and then a negative entity also visited us, and we just sent it love, and it either defeated or it left. And I was just wondering, is that a common occurrence for a loved one to become one of your guides? And also, did we do what we set out to do with the Washington Monument, and did the entity just leave, or anything else you could share on that?
We will answer the second part first, and then we believe Shoshana would like to speak on the first part. Are we correct on this,
yes,
Shoshana?
Yes.
Yes. Then the second part is, yes, certainly, whenever you call upon the light to dissipate the darkness, it shall be, because the darkness cannot exist within the light. And even though you may not be aware of it or think you have power, you do. And when you call the light, it comes. It is there. It is not even so much that it comes. It is already there. All you are doing is just intending it to be there in that moment, and it is. So know that everything that you are doing more and more with more and more power here. So create it, utilize the light, and it will always be there for you. It is when those times of the entity of a darkness comes and you feel like you do not have the power, then certainly call upon Archangel Michael or Sananda or whoever it might be that works for you or that you believe works for you. They all work for you, but whoever you resonate to the most, and that will also help to eliminate that darkness from your personal area that you are in at that time. Okay? Shoshana, you want to answer that first question for this?
Shoshana wishes to share with you, Dave. It is so good to hear your voice. We have not heard it in a while. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We would say, as you were speaking about your dear grandmother, she has come into our view, and she is with you, and you feel this. You feel her presence. What you must do now, if you wish to create the relationship with her, that she would guide you in other areas as she wishes to, and she is standing ready to do this, you must call upon her. You must call upon her. She is so joyous at this moment in time and so free and so much love she is sending to you. But as a guide, you must call on her to strengthen her idea and resolve to be a guide for you, as she certainly has the ability and she certainly wishes to. It is up to you to call upon her and strengthen that relationship. Does this make sense to you, dear Dave?
Yes, I have called her a few times, yes, already, and I, in my meditations, I've got a different energy, let's say, answering, you know, things that I was wondering about, even though not even asking, and I get a message saying, yes, let's do this, and I think that's her. So.
Yes, it is her. Yeah. It is her. And you have called upon her, and she has answered you. You must trust this. You must trust that you can hear this, and you must strengthen that relationship, as she has much to guide you in this lifetime.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you, for this information.
Namaste, dear brother. We send our love to you.
Very good. Do we have any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question. This is Peter.
Yes.
I'm honored to ask this question. I have a couple of questions, actually. It's a couple of visions that I had. One was I was more awake than asleep and just laying down, and I saw myself standing in front of a high school locker that was made of wood, and I took a key and I put it in the keyhole and I opened the door and a bright light came out and I reached in and grabbed a golden chalice and brought it into my heart. And then a light came from the locker into my heart. And then I got up and I started to meditate in my meditation room. And what I got was I was actually inside the locker, very secure, with nothing but light around me. And so I was just wondering if you'd like to comment on that.
What we can say to you is what we believe you have already considered the possibility of, and that is your connection to that which is the records here. And the recovering, the re-recovering of these records. And it was shown as a locker in this case, but it is very much in terms of the opening of this locker or the opening of this entrance, and you have the key for it. This is what was being shared here in this respect. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. I do. Thank you.
Yes, and certainly when the key was turned and the locker or the entrance was opened, the light would shine forth and you would feel that light within you, because it would bring you back to those times when you first placed those records there in that opening, we will say here. Okay?
That resonates. That resonates. Can I ask another question? I was in a meditation with four other people, and what had happened was I was on a unicorn, and I was riding the unicorn down into tunnels, and as we went into the tunnels, there were people or individuals, I'll call them, working on the tunnels, and I didn't really pay any attention to them. To make a long story short, I landed in front of a big crystal, and I looked into the crystal, and it was like a little city in there. And then I got off of the unicorn, and then the unicorn completely enveloped me, and I was in a black suit with a black cape with a black hat on. And I went into the crystal, and then there was a flame, a white flame right there. And then I went into the flame, and my black suit, well, I actually turned into light. And then I stepped out of the light, and then I looked over, and somebody, one of my other partners who I was meditating with, stepped into the flame. But what I got was that, anyway, so, and then they stepped into, out of the flame, into me, and my flame rose, and the other three people did the same thing. And then all of a sudden, I got that when we are united, that Mother Mary is our twin flame. Is that accurate?
Shoshana, you wish to share here?
Not at this time.
Very good. Then we will say here that what it appears that you had in this experience, dear one, is a connection or an understanding, beginning understanding, we will say, of what is ascension here. And you had experience of moving and becoming the light. And that is certainly what the ascension will be like here for those of you. And as to the understanding of the connection of being together and all experiencing the connection with the Mary is not the Mary as you understand it, but the mother of all creation. And this is the connection there. When you connect with others, you connect with the all. You see?
Yes, I got it. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Would there be any further questions here before we release channels?
Yes, this is Lorelei, dear brother.
Yes.
I have been substitute teaching inside the Springfield School District, which I think I shared once before, and it's quite a troubled district, I would say. I am a certified teacher as well, but it raised the question in me as to whether I might put some of the prosperity funds toward revamping of some of these really troubled districts. And I was just wondering, and I know that at some point there will be no schools, but will it be necessary to make some new schools, you know, to get us from point A to point B? And would we be able to create some real new working situations inside the system, or would we need to step out of the system and just start all over from square one, like with maybe charter schools or something like that?
The system as you know it now will not be. The educational system will move certainly quite quickly as we find it through a transition here. And it will move to not being taught by those teachers, those ones that are teaching the rhetoric, the curriculum. There will not be the curriculum like that anymore. It will be geared toward the individual. This has been attempted in times past, as we find it, but not successful in terms of continuation in that respect, because it was always the curriculum, or it was always the state, or the federal government that came back into the picture and took over here. And the individualization was not allowed to continue. But that will certainly change, because it will be the individual working with the village, you might say, in terms of all of the community will help to raise the child. You see?
So perhaps there won't even need to be schools? That's not even something that maybe needs to be dealt with, or?
It will be part of the transition, as we are speaking of. It will not go from, as the James says, 0 to 60 in 2 seconds, but it will transition over a short period of time to your schools as you know it, both lower education, higher education, will all be changed, all be shifted through this transition.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm led to be part of that shift in creating something new.
If you believe that you are, if you feel like you are in that position, then that is your guidance and you need to continue to follow it.
Shoshana wishes
yes,
to share.
Yes, please, Shoshana, yes.
My dear sister Lorelei, you are making a difference right now. In every moment that you spend with your heart so open and your love so readily available to those that do not feel love at this time, you are making the difference. It is not about what is to come. It is what is now. What is now for us, which creates the future for us. So as you give your time, your love, your understanding, your compassion to those children that have been forgotten, that do not have what others have, you are changing the system right now. Namaste.
Yes, very good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Yeah, this is Marianne in California.
Yes.
I've had two dreams, I think, right in a row. Outside my bedroom, there is a communication device set up. And it's almost on my neighbor's property. And the first time I saw it, I went, what is that? You know, I saw it by myself. And it's like 20 feet high. And it's silver at the top. And I'm going, well, that's interesting. And then the second time my neighbor saw it, he goes, wow, what is that? I said, I don't, you know, I think it's just something to do with the internet, you know. I've never seen anything like it. And now I'm thinking it's my communication is getting stronger and getting powering up or whatever. And he goes, well, maybe we could paint it, you know. I'm going, no, I want the light to shine on it, you know. So I'm wondering what you see in that dream.
What we can see in this dream, as from our point of view here, we are seeing that it is a connection, a higher technology connection that is coming for the planet in terms of moving toward your higher, your more technological devices that are going to be released. And this is showing you that communication will change and shift over a period of time. And this is happening within your neighborhood as you are seeing it, because it is happening right there with you now. That is what we are perceiving here. Anything from you, Shoshana?
I have one thing, my dear sister, to share with you. The idea that your neighbor wished to paint over this device tells me of your experience with others that do not wish to communicate with you. You wish to be heard. You wish to be listened to. You wish to communicate with all. You wish to share with all. And this device is a reflection of your own mental construct of how you wish to communicate, how you wish to spread the word. And you have found, in many cases, that this is blocked. This is painted over. But you must continue your mission within your heart to share with all, to love all, to communicate with all, to rise up and allow others to meet you where you are and allow you to meet others where they are. And that is true communication. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
We are ready to release channel here now. And as we do so, we just simply want to reiterate what was given by Sananda and also Kara, and that these communications will continue in terms of preparing this group and those that resonate to these words and these messages that you are being prepared for a great many missions here. And many of those missions do revolve around the coming disclosure in terms of the galactic disclosure and other types of disclosures here. That is all we can say on this here now. And we release channels. And Shoshana can also end the message if she wishes here. Shanti, peace be one with you.
Shoshana wishes to share with all. Keep your hearts open. Keep your love shining. Keep your light shining. As this will dispel all darkness, this will rise all humanity up. Keep your light on. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.